Towards the end of this week's Torah portion, we talk about kosher animals. And one of the signs of a kosher animal is kosher land mammal is that the bottom of the foot is split, has split hooves, unlike other non-kosher land mammals. So what's the lesson? Something as central as kosher food, it can't just be random. Why specifically is that the sign of a kosher animal? Why not some other sign? So on a deeper level, Hasidus teaches us that to have split hooves means feet are what connects us to the ground. It's what connects our body, it's what grounds us. Now, grounding is of course important. We need to be grounded, we need to be part of reality, we need to be part of our world so we could influence it. But too much involvement is not good. If you become completely absorbed with your engagement with the world and you don't keep time for your spiritual self and Torah study, etc., that's a problem. To have split hooves means to have grounding, which is split. It's grounded, you're grounded to an extent, but only to the extent where you could change the world and the world doesn't change you. And we'll end off with a story. One of the Chabad Rebbes, he had a student, he had a chassid, who was a boot dealer or a boot salesperson. And one time, the Rebbe tells him, you know, I've seen many people with their feet in their boots, but you, your whole head is in your boots, and that's the problem. So, to have split hooves, to remain kosher, means to engage with the world around us, but not to become absorbed by it and with it.